Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, it's 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us today. And in a few moments, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, and on top of it, some great specials coming up for Labor Day. Fabulous specials indeed. In fact, when you look at those great specials that they have at Brewers Outlet, they include such items as Natural Light 18-pack cans, $8.97. Landshark 24-pack, 16-ounce cans, $20.95. Bud Light Ritas, all flavors, 12 packs, $13.95. Pretty good. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, they have soft drinks, wine coolers, water, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle Bar is second to none. Corey, thanks for bringing the pickles last week to Penn's Tavern. And help make my night. And again, I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Keyworth's 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Play-by-play call of the day. Tennessee came all the way back last night, but I mentioned they caught four big breaks, none of which involved officiating. None. Well, break number four, the one that won it.
Lamb out of the shotgun. The crowd roars. Lamb takes a toss sweep. Steps up. Fires for the end zone. The pass is going to be knocked away. Incomplete. And Tennessee has won in overtime. Tennessee comes up with a big play from Micah Abernathy to knock the ball away from Metters. And the Volunteers have survived on opening night, winning in overtime. The final score from Neyland Stadium. Tennessee 20 and App State 13.
I have a lot of respect for Bob Kessling, the voice of Tennessee football, with the call on that one last night at Neyland Stadium. And every coach in the country, Sean, uses that game as fuel today. Every one of them.
Yeah, you have a younger team going into a hostile environment tomorrow. Hey, they can do it. Why can't us? We have life. Well, hang around for a while.
More so than that, it's the team that's the prohibitive favorite. Hey, look, you don't take care of business. This is what can happen. That's what that means. All right. Now, it's a big money business. Bob makes big money. Somebody else who understands is the lure of big money broadcasting. That is Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report.
Who do I sue for misleading me? I mean, there's got to be a lawsuit out there somewhere.
Get in line.
The biggest money I see, guys, is those big fake checks that our sponsors give to give to different
charities. The Happy Gilmore checks. The Happy Gilmore checks.
Exactly.
I'll take one of those.
All right.
So the Steelers now go through this. Tell me about Zach Mettenberger. Teams carry three quarterbacks on game day anyway. Is that about the role he's got right now?
Yeah, I mean, probably. I think there's a chance that he'll compete with Landry Jones for the backup job. Zach Mettenberger might be of the three quarterbacks still on Pittsburgh's roster that are not Ben Roethlisberger, might be the most talented of the bunch.
Yes.
And maybe the guy maybe most likely to have a spark for a quarter or two quarters or even a game or even 2 weeks. But obviously there's a reason that quarterbacks are available on September the 1st. It's not usually a good reason. Clearly this is not some kind of a major shakeup for the Steelers. Landry Jones, you know, he rebounded from that four interception performance with a pretty good performance against the Saints. Didn't do much yesterday, but it's so hard to judge, at least to me, the preseason. But we did get a pretty significant look at Landry Jones last year, guys, and you know, maybe Zach Mettenberger does represent a slight step up from that.
Yeah. Now, you know, I thought Mettenberger was maybe a second or third round pick until he tore his ACL at LSU, and then he ended up being a six. Tony, what about with Le'Veon Bell out because of suspension? Who's the backup running back they can turn to maybe give D'Angelo Williams a break here and there?
Well, you know, Fitzgerald Toussaint, the former Michigan product who filled in last year and, of course, had the dreaded fumble against Denver, you know, is right now probably running number three. But just from talking to some of the guys who were there every day and who are watching practice, Darrell Richardson, who has been cut five times, you know, by teams. But those sometimes can be decent stories as well. Darrell Richardson and Toussaint are probably the two guys who would give Williams a break here these first 3 weeks. And supposedly Richardson has maybe had the better camp of the two. So, you know, either way, you're going to see both of those guys dressed and ready to go on game day. And I think if Mike Tomlin has his druthers, you know, they may get a couple of snaps, and that would be just about the extent of their contributions. I think they're going to try to ride D'Angelo Williams pretty heavily these next, the first three games, I should say.
Does Tyler Matakevich make it, or, I mean, he's got to be close one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be somewhere, guys, because even if, you know, if they try to practice squad him, they're going to have to waive him to do that, you know, they risk losing him there. It's going to be an interesting battle at inside linebacker. It's a tough team to make at linebacker because while the Steelers might not have any outstanding linebackers, they've got seven guys, including inside and outside, who are capable starters and who will see significant time. So it doesn't give a lot of room to the backups because, again, most of those backups are also starters. So he's going to battle a guy by the name of L.J. Fort, probably, for that last inside linebacker spot. And they're very similar players, guys. They really are. You know, they're two guys. You know, one's a seventh-round pick. One was an undrafted free agent. Fort has bounced around a little bit, so he may have an edge up on the experience. Both played well last night. So, to me, it's going to be kind of an interesting thing. The Steelers staff really, really likes Tyler Matakevich, as I imagine everybody who's ever coached him does.
Yeah, I can imagine that, too. What about Artie Burns, Sean Davis, because, I mean, those are two high-priority guys they drafted.
Davis has had a great camp. Davis may be,
There's a shock. What day one
really
of the
is.
Draft, what's the guy you and I targeted right away, Tony? We both said Davis was a great pick.
Yeah, no question, and he has played well. He will probably enter the opening game as the slot corner, so he's not playing traditional cornerback. He's more of a safety anyway. But if Artie Burns can continue to progress, Burns played pretty well last night. Now again, he's playing well against guys who are not going to be in the NFL, but it is at the same time the first time we've seen him in game action, and he did play well. But again, you have to take that for what it's worth, considering the competition. So the better Burns can play, the more it's going to help Davis, because that can put Davis perhaps in his more traditional, comfortable position of playing safety. So, Davis has been good. Burns finally showed some potential last night. Javon Hargraves, the third-round pick, also has looked very good this camp. And Pittsburgh is going to use more of a 4-3 front than they do a 3-4. At least they'll use them interchangeably. When they're playing a 4-3, you're going to see a lot of Javon Hargraves, and I think he has a chance to thrive in that kind of a scheme.
Pitt opens with Villanova tomorrow. Just a quick thumbnail on where Pitt is right now.
You know, again, these are the kind of games I think coaches hate, especially with Penn State coming up the next week. We saw, Appalachian State almost did it again last night, falling in overtime. I don't know why they schedule these kind of games. It's going to be a challenge for Pat Narduzzi and his staff to keep his players focused. The players can say all they want that they're looking only to Villanova, but they're human beings, Steve. I guarantee you they are going to be way more ready to play every game on the schedule, other than this Villanova game. But I think Narduzzi's smart enough. He doesn't care how much he wins by. I think he's going to just try to lean on his offensive line, his heavy running game, his speed, and just try to, probably go pretty vanilla and just try to win the football game and not have to deal with any kind of scares.
Well, it's going to be remarkable to see James Conner back. That's the big part. But I also noticed that on the Pitt depth chart that after Conner, it's Orr, and Orr. Does that indicate, because one of them is an 1,100-yard rusher from last year.
Right.
Does that indicate he's got depth at running back?
I think it indicates two things. I think they are pretty comfortable with their depth at running back, and I think Pat Narduzzi and offensive coordinator Matt Canada have spent most of the summer camp trying to light a fire and keep Qadree Olesen motivated. I'm not saying he's slacking off, but I think he walked into camp as an 1,100-yard rusher and felt like this was a position that was maybe his. I think they're trying to let him know that it's only going to be his if he continues to work as hard as he did a year ago. So I think it's a little bit of gamesmanship on the part of the coaching staff, but I do think they like what they have at running back. A big part of that, though, Steve, is they like what they've got in front of the running backs. They feel like a lot of those guys can run behind what should be a very good offensive line.
Yeah, that's a very good offensive line that Pitt has. No question about that. Very, very good. The Pirates start a homestand, Tony. That doesn't necessarily mean much, but any September call-ups of significance that could pinch run for them or can maybe fill a spot here and there they normally would not have the luxury of using in the first 5 months of the season?
You'll see Alan Hansen, a speedy middle infielder, come up and probably be asked to pinch run a little bit. They'll bring up a third catcher as well. Elias Diaz will come up, and a very good defensive player, so I'm not sure what kind of role he can play, maybe some late-inning type stuff. And they'll bring up some young arms as well to sort of fortify that bullpen. But this is a very, very streaky team. They have been all year, and that just hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. What's the word on Gerrit Cole, do we know?
You know, I think that question may be better asked after they play the Cardinals on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
If that series pushes the Pirates, you know, far back out of contention, I think the word on Gerrit Cole is we'll see you in Bradenton. If they get back into contention, then maybe they have a conversation. Do we want to bring him back? Can he help us? And I think that's going to be a similar conversation about Tyler Glass now as well.
Right, because Cole is a great talent. Right, you don't win 19 games like you did last year without being a great talent. So obviously something isn't right, because at the moment he is the weak link in a five-man rotation. That's got to tell you something is not right.
Yeah, and Steve, the way it's played out has been a scary thing. It's not like, he's given up a couple of hits here or there. He's getting pounded. He's given up double-digit hits four consecutive games. That's astounding. It's astounding.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? I think for the sake of the team, I think he has tried to gut this thing out, but there's something not quite right because other people have been better. When you've had a chance to watch Jameson Taillon, what do you like about him, and where do you see a growth area that will make him an even more effective pitcher?
You know, very impressed with how composed he is. He's just he's very, very mature. He doesn't look like a guy. You know, Gerrit Cole, as much success as he had early on, had a tendency to get too fired up and to let his emotions kind of get out of control at times. Not that he was a wild man on the mound, but he let himself overthrow sometimes and almost tried too hard at times. Taillon, and I think maybe being out of baseball and struggling through those injuries for 2 years helped him mature in kind of a weird way, but he is very, very composed no matter what the situation. As far as an area where he can grow, he's awful with a bat in his hands. He really doesn't. He's not able to help himself at all. And I suppose if that's where I'm telling him he needs to grow, I suppose that's a pretty good compliment. He's a guy who, when you ask him to bunt, you're fearful he's going to get hurt. That's how he's looked at the plate. So that's something they can take care of in the spring, I'm sure. But again, he can grow the command of his second and third pitches as well. That's obviously something a lot of young guys can do. I think his composure has been probably the most impressive thing.
Tony, it's always great. I hope you have a great weekend. Great and safe Labor Day weekend as well.
You do the same, Steve. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tony. I'll see you next week, won't I?
Yes, we will see each other. Absolutely. I'll see you next Saturday.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be great. Looking forward to that very
much.
Have a great one.
You do the same. Thanks.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. We shall come back. Un momento, por favor. I did that one time with one of the players for the Spikes, and they started blurting out several things in Spanish, thinking I understood. I said, no, you don't get it. Like, I'm done. I've taken it as far as I can. I'm limited. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome. Great to have you with us. On this great Friday, I do know that we're going to, you know, people are wondering about the hurricane. I got it. Okay. I know people, but it looks like it's going to slide to our east. Okay. Slide to the east. And this is, shouldn't be much of a problem, much of an issue. Tomorrow's supposed to be beautiful. Low to mid 70s, like maybe 75 tomorrow, and then, you know, the temperature will slide back a bit. It's perfect. I woke up this morning. I go out there, 56 degrees.
Crisp and refreshing.
Okay, a little bit of dew on the grass. Oh, and I thought, it is football season, my man. This was great. Great.
Looking to be sunny in 75 at kickoff tomorrow. We can handle that.
Oh, we can handle that with complete ease. This is going to be great.
Lots open tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And get there safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
As Coach would say, family reunion number one.
Numero uno.
Yes.
Very nice. This is going to be... it's going to be a very interesting season. Very interesting season. And I'm looking forward to it very much. And Jack, I'll tell you, Jack has really been looking forward to it. You know, Jack has made a lot of trips into practices.
More than half, like
More than half. And he was at the last two. He was there when I was leaving last night to go down to do the talk show. He just had come in. He watched the end of practice. I know he wanted to have a long talk with Sean Spencer about the defensive line rotation. That was great to see him. It's great to see him. So,
keeps us up. May have to purchase some property up there.
Oh, don't get into that because, okay, because that has been discussed.
Okay, I figured that probably if you had a dollar for every time that was brought up,
that has been discussed a couple times. But I'll say this: his home is gorgeous. I mean, beautiful home. So, it'll be just fine. Just fine.
If you had a dollar for every time you brought that up, you'd have enough money to buy a new left-handed club.
Oh, I have enough money to buy the left-handed club. I just want somebody to make it. I mean, I went to the pro shop at Chartiers. Nothing. I went to the pro shop at Penn State, award-winning top 100 place. I mean, everybody has putters. They're all right-handed. So what the heck? I thought, oh, I don't care. This morning, I popped into Walmart. They have balls, but they have no clubs. Forget it. So then I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. Whole ring of putters. Really grip. Wow. Every one of them right-handed. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? I'm just wondering here what I'm doing wrong. Oh, man. Oh, well.
I guess the next time before you venture out, just call the place ahead of time. Hey, whatever you have in stock, line them up. I'll be there. I'll do some test swings and we'll go from there.
But it was a total fluke. It's a total fluke. I mean, I don't mean like I leaned down to pick up the wedge and this thing snapped off. All of a sudden I leaned down like I felt something. I went and looked over it. Oh, for crying out loud. What the heck happened here?
So I'll tell you what I'll do. As we get closer to Christmas season, when we dust off the Magic Radio for Talk to Santa, I'll try to put in a good word for you.
No, I'm going to buy one. I'm buying one this week. I might buy one tonight. I'm going over to Dunham Sports when the show's over, or else after I'm done cutting the lawn. Something. I mean, come on. I got to get something there. I couldn't believe it. Like, are you kidding me? You're kidding me. So then I putted right-handed. First putt, I slid it to the right by an inch. Like, I'm talking like it ended up 1 inch from the hole. And Jack looked at me, he said, "That's amazing." I said, but boy, it feels awkward.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, and some great specials this weekend for Labor Day. Natural Light 18-pack cans for $8.97. Land Shark 24-pack, 16-ounce cans, $20.95. And Bud Light Ritas, all flavors, 12-packs, $13.95. Water, wine coolers, soda, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports Bozo of the Day. So many, always so many great selections that we can turn to at any time on this show for whatever reason. And today we look at the situation with the Stanford swimmer, Brock Turner, who was released from jail today, serving only half his term for raping a student on campus while she was asleep at the time. And it's caused a natural uproar and furor as to what happened at Stanford. All right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the sports brains of the family. My brother Kevin joins us. Mystical one from the East. Sean has already been introduced to him. And now we're going to pick games. And when it's all said and done on this segment, there will be a lot more said than done.
I told him you threw your golf clubs in the pond.
Well, that's what I told Jack Ham, Mike Wagner.
Through the window.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, the hockey stick. I did that. Oh, we shoveled out the backyard to play hockey.
You shoveled out the backyard.
Yes, I shoveled out.
You did a good job.
And it built up these banks, which acted as boards. And so what we would do is we would then take our hockey sticks and we'd throw them into the bank. And one day I missed.
Airboard right through the window.
I threw it right through the cellar window. Dad wasn't that happy. Dad wasn't happy.
He had to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Good old days.
Yeah, what happened with the golf club was, they're all looking at me. All I did was take out the putter and the wedge, and I decided to putt. And so I put the wedge down. And I leaned down to then pick up the wedge after I hit the shot. And I don't mean like I leaned on it. I just gently just like leaned on it just because it was there. And all of a sudden I felt this little this movement. I'm like, what the heck happened here?
You threw him 10 feet through the air, man.
And I looked at it and said, there's club in my hand and the putter part's laying on the ground. So I told Jack, Mike, and Ron, I said, look, just tell everybody I smashed it into a tree in a fit of rage.
The best part, you had to go get him.
So. Oh, my goodness. You know, I used Jack's putter for the next three holes, and then Chartier's left a left-handed putter for me at the turn. So I had one the rest of the way.
Wow.
But then I went into Chartier's to buy a putter, no left-handed putters. Wow. I go to the Penn State golf courses. I'm talking Scotty Cameron, Ping, you name it. They got all right-handed. I go to Walmart. None. Period. Zero. They have golf balls, but no clubs. I go to Dick's Sporting Goods, all lined up in this beautiful semicircle. I'm thinking, this is great. And I'm looking one after another. They're all right-handed.
Wow. No lefties at all?
I'm going to go to Dunham Sports tonight, Kev. That's what I'm going to do.
There must be a lot of left-handed golfers, that's why.
Oh, yeah. You know, they tell me that, you know, you can't believe the number of left-handed people who come in here and we don't have any. I think this is terrific. Terrific.
Wow.
Great.
So, I mean, what's the big deal to carry a couple, you know?
You'd think.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know when you're going to throw one. No.
And how far it'll go.
And how far it might go.
You find three lost balls before you find your club.
That's exactly right. See, Sean, this is like the way it is all the time.
I love this. We weren't even on the phone for 20 seconds. And Kevin said, I'm going to win this.
Well, the odds are he might be right.
Well, I told him it's not that Steve wants to win. He hates to lose.
I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Let's see here. Of course, the next thing I have to do is find the games. I had the games. There you go. I found them.
I got them here,
okay.
Too.
Okay. All right. Well, then you run the show, then. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You tell us where we're going
All
here.
All right. Okay. How about Oklahoma and Houston?
Okay. Go ahead. You go first.
Me first?
Yeah.
Do I have to tell you why or just give you who?
I don't care. You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
Well, no, I think that quarterback Ward for Houston's really good, and he averaged 40.5 points per game last year. And I think Oklahoma always throws a dud out every year. And I think they're going to start the year with a dud, and Houston wins by 14.
Wow. Well, I picked Houston, too. Actually, I picked Houston as well, kind of for the same reasons. But I think Houston, especially, they're going to play down where the Texans play. Yeah. They'll have a great crowd there. And I think this is a golden opportunity for them. And I agree with you, Kevin. Oklahoma always seems to lay a dud somewhere. This one's got dud written all over it.
Yeah, I think Texas took them last year, didn't they?
They beat them in the Cotton Bowl, yep.
Yeah. So.
All right, Sean.
Okay, so you two got Houston. I'll just go the other way, and I'll take Oklahoma.
Okay, you're last place already.
I'm going to make up for lost ground before we even get out of the gate.
Oh, man.
All right, North Carolina and Georgia.
I'll go first. North Carolina is really, really good. Grayson Lambert, obviously I know a lot about Georgia for obvious reasons because I did the last game they played. Not having Sony Michel is a loss, but Nick Chubb is back. But how good is that knee? Lambert is a game manager, and they do not have a game-breaking wide receiver that I like, and they lost a lot of speed on defense. North Carolina is really good, playing at home in Chapel Hill at the Pines, North Carolina.
Well, I kind of went more by the gut. North Carolina had a great season last year, but they didn't beat anybody good. and they had to listen to that all year long. You know, yeah. That, yeah, but who'd you beat?
Right.
And they get a chance to knock off a big guy right away, and they're at home, and I take North Carolina also.
Well, Steve, you convinced me on North Carolina. I'm going for the Tar Heels as well.
Lewis, clean sweep in the Kirby Smart debut, which has been so ballyhooed. I mean, Kirby Smart's the smartest coach in the history of the world. I read all the articles before I did the bowl game.
Wow. What bowl game was that?
Tax Slayer Bowl. That's who Penn State played.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Penn State played Georgia in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
All right, Steve, we wanted to bring this into the mix. The game, of course, you'll be calling tomorrow here with Jack Hamm on WKOK. Kent State and Penn State 3:30 kick here on WKOK tomorrow. Penn State favored by 22.
Excuse me, I know where my bread is buttered.
That is correct.
Penn State wins.
Well, there's got to be reasons, and I think Franklin's got... Well, like you told me earlier, three classes. I thought it was two full classes. But he's got his own recruits now. He's got a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator. And McSorley, the quarterback's good. They're going to put in an up-tempo offense. The only questionable thing for Penn State is their defensive line. And they lost three starters. So, and that's, you know, it's a question mark. You'll see what they got. But Penn State by 14.
Yeah, it won't be a question tomorrow, I don't think. Next week, Pitt has a really good offensive line. I think that's where we'll get a real read on where they are.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't think Kent State can move the ball on them.
Well, I hope not.
Well, I mean, to me, this game is all about mistakes. In other words, if you don't make any mistakes, I mean like big mistakes, you win this game going away.
Yeah.
But if you make early mistakes... And you allow them to hang in and hang around, and you turn this game into a game where the water's dripping on the forehead for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now it becomes dangerous.
Well, it happened twice last night.
Yeah, sure did. Appalachian State.
Connecticut.
Maine.
And Connecticut's like God's gift to football around here now for no reason at all, except they made a bowl game, you know, the St. Petersburg French Fry Bowl or some stupid thing. And they won, so now they're going to, you know, they're going to the Final Four. And they were losing the whole game to Maine.
Yeah.
And Maine's a good team, but they're not, you know, they don't recruit, you know, the same players. And UConn won on a field goal with no time left. So, I mean, these games, these teams, you let them start thinking they could win, and all of a sudden they win, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
I'm taking Penn State, too, for tomorrow. LSU and Wisconsin, they're playing that at Lambeau Field.
I think LSU might be the most talented team in the country across the board.
Mm-hmm.
They will win that game, and I think they'll win it by at least 10.
Yeah, and then, I mean, Wisconsin's defensive coordinator is now LSU's defensive coordinator.
Right, exactly.
I mean, holy crap, you know. He's got to tell them everything, and they have Leonard Fournette. So I got LSU by 14.
I've got the Tigers, too. All right, Southern Cal and Alabama.
Southern Cal is in the same spot that Penn State's been in. And the transition back's a little easier because they only got down to 75 scholarships. But they have a new quarterback. Alabama will have a new quarterback and a new running back. And the difference between Southern Cal's new quarterback and Alabama's new quarterback is that Alabama's quarterback is surrounded by really, really, really good players. Alabama will win by double digits.
Yeah, I've got... Who's Alabama's quarterback? Who's Alabama's running back? Alabama by 20.
The funny part, going into the last two or three or four seasons, I think people have asked that every year. Who is Alabama's quarterback? But I'm going to take Bama as well. All right, Sunday night, prime time on ABC, 7:30 kick with Notre Dame and Texas.
Hmm.
Well, you can go first on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of changes, both teams. I'm taking Texas because they're home, And I think they've got, I like their head coach, and I think they're going to lay it to Notre Dame. So, because they're
that's
at home and they feel like they got something to prove.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll flip the script. I'll go with Notre Dame, but I see exactly what you're saying. I mean, I see it completely. I mean, this is a big statement game for Texas, but I think Notre Dame, I think, has better talent at this stage. Maybe a year from now, that'll even up, but right now I'll go with Notre Dame, even on the road.
I'm kind of wondering when Charlie Strong is going to turn the corner. I don't think it's this week. They got a freshman quarterback. Yeah, Notre Dame has two quarterbacks, but they got more experience, so I'll take Notre Dame. All right, Clemson and Auburn. Clemson, or some are already putting Clemson in the national championship game, but they got to go past Auburn first.
Well, I think they have the best quarterback in the game at the moment in Deshaun Watson. I think he's a little bit better than maybe even JT Barrett. And I think it's between Watson and McCaffrey for the Heisman Trophy. Playing on the Plains will be tough. I think it's a great test for Clemson, but I think they'll win the game by a touchdown.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, we're laughing at Alabama, you know, and saying, well, it doesn't matter who they put up there, they're going to win. Deshaun Watson put up 40 points on them.
Yeah.
They could have won that game.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He sure did. In fact, I think if Clemson doesn't lose its starting corner, they might win that game.
Yeah, I don't see any question that Clemson wins the game, and he's going to light it up and by 30.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yep, I got Clemson as well. Watson, awesome quarterback. All right, one more game to go.
Yeah, very good.
Yep, we've got the Monday nighter. It is Ole Miss and Florida State.
Uh-oh.
Florida State, we had Phil Steele on the show 2 weeks ago. He picked Florida State to win the national championship. This game, by the way, is in Orlando. And that is where Florida State, in fact, had its spring game to get used to playing down there. Kelly may have the best arm of any quarterback in college football, just in terms of pure arm. But the problem they have is that Ole Miss's offensive line is rebuilt. Florida State's defensive line is not. Florida State.
You see, this is what I put up with when we were kids, okay? He cheats. I don't have him on my list. So I got to go eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick a football team by the toe. You know, you're not on my list.
It's not on my list either, but that's okay. Sean, did I tell you that game? I must have told you
welder.
That game. I'm a welder.
This is what you do for a living.
No, you told me, Steve, we were picking eight games. I just figured that was the eighth one. So,
the eighth one I have was actually UCLA, Texas A&M.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No, I'll take that game.
Of course you will.
No, I'll take Florida State.
The rules state you must.
Florida State by 22.
Yipes.
Wow.
They're going to get 11, 11 safeties. So.
When Joe won his first game, Mike Reed got three safeties. One guy.
Wow. I remember Mike Reed. He played the piano.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah.
Florida State for me as well. All right, we'll go to UCLA and Texas A&M real quick.
I'm going to stick with Tom Bradley. So he's the defensive coordinator at UCLA, so I'll go with the Bruins.
Yeah, I got Texas A&M with a new offense, a great defensive line, two great defensive ends, which is unusual for them, and I got Texas A&M by 10.
I got Texas A&M as well. Kevin Sumlin's on the hot seat. The season hasn't even already started. We're going to have fun with this year, guys. This is going to be a blast every Friday.
Oh, yeah, wait till we get to the NFL stuff.
Oh, boy.
There's certain guys that Kevin doesn't like.
I don't know if we should go there.
No, we're not.
Yeah, don't say the wrong thing and the FCC will shut you down.
You can go there, but during the break.
During the break, you can. Hey, all right.
All right.
We have to take a break. Thanks. You're awesome.
All right. I'll talk to you guys next week. All right. Bye.
back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, time to wrap it up today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, and some great Labor Day weekend sales to look at, and some great specials that they have as well. How about Natural Light 18-pack cans, $8.97. Landshark 24-pack 16-ounce cans for $20.95. And Bud Light Ritas, all flavors, 12-packs, $13.95. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the weekend, and Corey has already ordered us to the tailgate. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tonight, Shikellamy and Mount Carmel here on News Radio 1070 WKOK at 7. Mike Ferlazzo and Dick Hort on the call beginning at 6:30 this evening, even though we continue to play our exciting play-by-play call to promote the games from the former voice. What's that deal?
Change that next week. We'll work on it.
I mean, I would hope so.
I mean, I know.
Yeah. I mean, it would be like CBS playing the calls of Pat Summerall. All right. And on Eagle 107 tonight, 6 o'clock the airtime, 7 o'clock the kickoff, Sealands Grove in Montoursville. That should be a good one with Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt. The Valley 100.9. It'll be Lewisburg in action this evening against Central Columbia, and on WMLP, Milton will be back in action tonight. So there you go. And then Penn State football tomorrow, 3:30 the kickoff. Jack Ham, Derek Williams, and gang join you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And then after the game, it's off to see Ryan Michael Jones. He's not a recruit yet.
Due time.
Well, if he's got his dad's athletic ability, he's fine. If he's got his grandfather's athletic ability, he's going into this business. Another fun day today. Check out the Steve Jones Show podcast. Please have a very safe and happy Labor Day weekend. Enjoy it. All right, that's just enjoy it. It's Labor Day. Believe me, you earned Monday off. I'll tell you, Sean Carey earned Monday off. He has done one heck of a job. I'm all geared up. Let's play ball.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.